reading for this morning is coming from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7, and Ecclesiastes 3:11. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds. Yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Could you pray with me? Heavenly Father, open our heart. Lord, open our heart to what you want to say today. And lead us in understanding. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Friends, this morning, scriptures, readings, God reminds us what we should not look at one another only in terms of our physical appearance. While we often focus on what we can see, God looks deeper. That is, God looks at the heart. Ecclesiastes also reminds us that God has made everything beautiful in its time, even when we do not fully understand what God has in mind for us. However, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, may we discover to see people and all of creation through God's eyes, recognizing the beauty and gift of God in humanity as well as in nature, gift of God's creation. Friends, have you ever asked yourself these questions? Or this question: how can we discover the beauty that God embedded in each one of us, as well as in nature? Friends, we discover the beauty of God in many ways. Sometimes it is through experience, while at other time it is through learning. There is a saying that emphasizes that a person can no longer become the same after reading a book, because she or he gains some meaningful knowledge for her or his life. That is, in the world of knowledge, we will find different kind of books, and each book has its own particularity and uniqueness due to the content it wants to teach us. Whether it is a romance, art, novel, music, theology, psychology, sociology, etc. However, there are books which are much easier to read and understanding rather than others. But there should not be any reason to stop reading other books. Friend, it is the same with every single person here today. Acknowledging and accepting the beauty of others, culture, language, action, etc., help us to become more humanistic, sensitive, even listening and understanding others, even if they have a different viewpoint from ours. Friends, we may be different in our characters, as well as in our ways of thinking and talking. And also, we may be different in our sexual orientation, in our economic status, and even different in resisting to acknowledge and accept others. So we should not fail to acknowledge the beauty of one another in adding value in our Christian life. Friends, one of the beauties in the field, and you guys, there are so many teachers here today in this space that can tell me more about this. But one of the beauties in the academic field is the beauty of diversity of a different field of education that help us in expanding our knowledge and skills so that we can improve our ways of living together. And to do that, we must acknowledge and embrace all these sources of learning to make our community grow in different stages of life. Friends, it is through acknowledging that beauty that we see the value of each single person in coming together to build a community with more inclusion, a community that does not look at our social or economic status, genders, color, or ethnicity. Rather, we need to see one another as a children of God. Friends, a few weeks ago, I met with D.S. Scott, and he shared with me that sometimes people just want to see us and not to know us. Thus, they miss knowing the beauty in others. Friend, it is through knowing the beauty that is embedded in each one of us that we can have a flourishing community as we break the system of singularity and redesign to acknowledge the beauty of all, the beauty of Mother Nature in providing us the oxygen, the breath, as well as the beauty of all living beings that complement a human ways of living. And to accommodate everyone as we build a community of more inclusion, participation, compassion, love, and care. Friends, I grew up in a society that for so long made me to believe that incarcerated people were the worst people in my society. And I should not even get close to them, nor interact with them. However, my perspective changed after I had the opportunity to be in a prison class instructed by one of my Drew theological professors, Dr. Katie Ott. During my second year of study, I had the blessing to share the same classroom with inside students and learn from their wisdom and knowledge. It transformed my heart, my life to see things differently. I decided I would never, ever again judge others because of their social standing. Friends, out there, we have brothers and sisters with a lovely and beautiful hearts who are incarcerated They are human with the same needs as we have, needing to be loved and cared for as they are part of us, the human family. And it reminds me that one of my professors shared with me that Domingos, they are some very good people who find themselves incarcerated. And it is because of at one time in their life, they made a mistake, causing them to end up there. Friends, today's scripture invites us to understand that we live in a world where we arm and judge one another so much that it blinds us from deeply seeing the beauty that each one carries. We need to change the way we look and related to each other. We need to continue working on our spirituality as the prayers and engaging with scripture are among the key elements to help us empower others. Friends, also sometimes through the singularity within ourselves, we create barriers inside our hearts and minds that even blind our eyes to see more deeply the beauty we carry as well as the beauty of others. That is, we need to acknowledge this beauty that is embedded in each one of us. Similarly, we need to step up out of the box and embrace all this beauty that represents gift of God. That is, each one of us has received many special gifts from God. Friend, God created a beautiful humanity with this diversity of races, language, cultures, and ages. And also God created Mother Nature, where we find diversity as well as in oceans, rivers, mountains, trees, and so many other aspects of nature. The beauty of the earth is made up with the collectivity of all these gifts. But sometimes we fail to explore and acknowledge this beauty, this because we get so busy and distracted, losing focus on what is most important. Friend, as we consider the many beautiful gifts, let us deeply ask ourselves these questions. What did we not yet see in each other? How can we see differently to acknowledge the beauty that God embedded in ourselves and in other, in nature and in other things? In what ways can we find new gifts in each other? So we need to acknowledge, we need to challenge ourselves with these kinds of questions. They help us to acknowledge, to know others better so that we can embrace their values in building a community where inclusion, respect, love, care will reign, regardless of what makes us different. Thus, let us continue learning and sharing with the people around us, as well as from those we are about to meet. Friends, there is an important attitude that is present in many nations of Africa. It is known as Ubuntu. It represents how people in many African nations related to each other. An Ubuntu attitude is expressed by saying, I am because you are. I am because you are. We simply stress that we cannot grow spiritually and socially by ourselves. Because believe it or not, we are all connected somehow. And because we are joined in our Christian faith in Christ the Lord. And it is by bringing us together that we can explore and acknowledge the beauty that each one of us carries as a gift to do good and create changes. Friends, one of the unique aspects of Meadville, I don't know if you guys all realize that, is that we are blessed with its beauty due to the many different kind of trees that surrounds Meadville that produces a mosaic of green leaves. It is so beautiful that we cannot resist to taking the most beautiful pictures for us to post on our social media. Gratefully, we will continue to take pictures when the green colors become an array of beautiful color during the fall season. Eventually, we will begin to see the dry leaves that starts to fall. We no longer want to take a picture because our picture will not look as beautiful as it had looked previously. We need to acknowledge the beauty of the dry side as it plays an important role in our lives. Without the leaves, the beautiful trees will bring us more sunlight, supplying vitamin D, a crucial vitamin in which many modern people have a deficiency. So beauty takes on many faces with many gifts, demanding on the perspective from which we are viewing a situation. Friends, being a Stone and Meadville community does not mean we already know the fully beauty of this sacred space. No matter how long we are here, but it requires us to open our hearts and mind sufficiently as we fully challenge ourselves to learn deeply from others who will deeply learn from us as well. Friends, a professor of mine at Drew reminds the students that we are a people of faith because we see ourselves in the God, in the story of God. What does it mean to be in the story of God? It means we are all called into action because God, through Christ, is engaging in action. We are all created uniquely in God's eyes. And if we failed to recognize this uniqueness in each one of us, as we come together we will not be able to break the system that harms us every day. Friends, to acknowledge the beauty in others and in nature, it requires us to see differently and serve differently. As we become new creatures in Christ, that is, we must learn to develop ourselves into the fullness of Christ, for which we have been reborn. Friend, we must continually remember why we have been called to come to this place. No matter where we go, no matter whom it is that we serve, we must remember this holy space should help us to grow and reach new heights. Just as the natural beauty around us continue to grow and bring us beauty and the gift of light, as well as strength and protection. May the Lord continue bless our hearts as we continue go and spread His word from here to everywhere. Amen.